you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am so excited to be recording this week because I felt really passionate about what I'm going to talk about this week. I just have had a change of heart and just some realizations during this time of quarantine. I know nobody really expected this or saw this coming. Or if you did, like my roommate Taylor always did since freaking December, then you're saying, I told you so. But no, I just know that nobody obviously wanted this, and I don't know. I just don't think anyone was prepared to be quarantined during a pandemic in the year 2020, but I know everyone is just doing the best they can, and I'm so happy that from what I've seen, a lot of people are taking social distancing very seriously, and yeah, I know I'm going to talk about that later in this podcast, but it's like, if there's one thing you take away from this, please socially distance and stay in quarantine, because it's like that's the best thing that we can do right now for the health and safety of ourselves, our loved ones, our family and friends, all of humanity, things like that. So I didn't even know I was going to talk about that first and foremost in this podcast, but I guess I am. And yeah, please just stay in your house, go on walks outside, but don't go near other people. And yeah, that's just like what I'm doing. And it's a very different way of life for probably all of us, most of us, unless you stay inside most of the time and don't leave your house. So yeah, I know we'll talk about it, but first, you guys know I always talk about what I'm happy about, like a happy quote. That's what we do in the Happy Hour pod. And yeah, so what I'm happy about this week is pretty much just all the time that we now have for ourselves. And it took me a little while to get to this realization, but basically what I think of immediately is AKA all the time for baking and making all the yummy snacks I've been making. No, not just that. I mean, that is a perk of having all this time to ourselves. And it's just something that I like to do and is fun. But what I really mean is just time to spend with yourself and time to reflect and just be honest with yourself, really take care of yourself and find out what that means for you, what it is for you that really is caring for yourself, I guess, because I know it looks different for everybody. I guess simply like doing all the face and hair masks that you have, like all the things that you love doing that maybe you don't have time for, like now you have time for. And that's pretty much what I'm going to be saying in this podcast is like stop making excuses for everything and just do whatever it is you've always wanted to do right now, because now you have the time to do it. And it honestly makes me think of, if you guys remember my podcast episodes with Arlen, when he told me this, it kind of like changed the way I thought about things, if that sounds dumb. But he was like, Gretchen, all we have is right now. Just be really silent and think about right now. You don't have the past. You don't have the future. All you have is right now. Like, you're only living in this moment, listening to this podcast, whatever it is. And when he told me that, I was like, whoa, you're so right. But it's like, you're always thinking about the next thing and planning dinner and planning when you're going to work out. And, you know, and it's like, just take this moment to be really present. So anyway, I'm talking all over the place, but yeah, I guess just making time for the things that you have always wanted to do, that you now have the time to do, really take care of yourself. You know, now I'm really happy. This is what I told Max today, is I realized I haven't been really tired since this whole quarantine thing started, because I sleep like maybe 9 hours or more every night. I'm like someone that requires a lot of sleep. I probably could sleep 10 or 11 hours every night. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? I'm not even going to bed that late. Like last night, I think I went to bed at like 10:30, 10:45. And I think I slept till like 10 a.m. And I'm like, or no, wait, was it 9? Anyway, I'm like, that is 11 or 12 hours of sleep. Like, am I okay? Like, why am I sleeping that much? But yeah, it's like now you have the time for it. I'm speaking like generally off of my experience, but it's like obviously if you have 4 children and you're still able to work your finance job from home, maybe you don't have 12 hours to sleep during the night. But it's like for those people that can, I'm just saying for any of you that do have the time to do whatever these things that I'm talking about are, do them if you can, if you know what I'm saying. Am I like being really confusing right now? I don't know. Also, I'm sorry if you guys can hear the rain right now because it's raining pretty hard and I'm scared you can like hear the rain against the window. So if you hear weird like noises, it's probably the rain. Also, another thing I'm happy about is that with all this time that I have, is that I have all the time to call my relatives, my family and friends, FaceTime. I had the funnest day yesterday, you guys. I literally FaceTimed Mandy, I feel like, all day. I FaceTimed Lucy and Mandy together for a while. It was the first time I ever did that group FaceTime, which I've never done, like, FaceTime more than one person at once. And it was really fun. So me and Lucy were talking for a while, and Mandy, and then Taylor FaceTimed me, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna add her in here. And then all 4 of us were talking, and it was like, felt like we were all hanging out. Like, it put me in the best mood because I know how sad this can be, how like sad of a time it can be being separated from your friends. But if you're doing the Zoom calls, doing the FaceTimes, it really does help a lot and helped a lot with like my mood and everything. And also it's like now you have the time to call the extended family or relatives that you normally don't get to talk to, like your grandma and grandpa, or like friends and family that you don't see as much. And it's taken me a little while to get to this realization of realizing that I'm happy for all these things. But it's like I just had to find the silver lining in all of this, and find the silver lining of even though I'm no longer able to do like my daily routine and, you know, walk around Boston and like support my local businesses and go to my workout classes and see my friends and whatever it is, like that is a tough pill to swallow and just sad. But it's like we just have to do the best that we can do. And so with all this extra time, finding things that make me feel fulfilled and grateful and happy is just what I have to focus on. So those are just the things I'm happy about right now. All the things that make me happy that I've decided to fill my time with. And a happy quote, I'm not gonna lie, I literally found this one from Google, you guys, but I just thought this was worthwhile saying. And I feel like I am just like a broken record talking about this sort of thing because I feel like it's the millionth time I've talked about it. But a happy quote I found is, to fall in love with yourself is the first secret to happiness. And I just think that is so sweet. And this is the thing that I've said a million times, is that you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. Whenever anybody told me that, I don't know, 5 years ago, it like changed the way I thought about everything. And I was like, that's so true. And it just became so apparent to me when there was times in my life that I wasn't loving myself and didn't really know who I was and what I stood for. Wow, this is getting deep. But those were all the times that I was struggling, like really connecting with people and finding a relationship, because it's like I needed to work on myself and I wasn't ready to find the person that I was supposed to be with yet. So yeah, the reason I like this right now is because everyone, like, it's very obvious why this is such like a sad, scary time, and everyone can be sad. And yeah, so I feel like, do you guys see where I'm getting with this? That to be happy, the secret to happiness, loving yourself, if you can focus on the love that you have for yourself during this time and focus on yourself, it might make you feel a little bit better. So basically what I was thinking about was, in loving yourself and who you are, it's good to love your strengths and like know what those are. So like physically, non-physical as well. For me, like, I've always loved my height. Like, it, like, literally, guys, think of like very specific things like this about yourself and it will just make you happy. I've always loved my height. That's something that is physical, but I don't have any control over, and I'm grateful for it. But things that are non-physical that I love about myself is, and it, you know, it seems weird talking about things that you love about yourself and like your strengths and things that you're proud of about yourself, because it almost seems like you're bragging. But like, I'm gonna push you guys to do that because it like makes you feel better. And once you can realize, and like I was talking to Brooke about this, oh my gosh, for a while ago now, I think on our episode together, she's like, I had this realization. I was walking down the street and I was like, I am like a badass. I am worth it. I am beautiful. And I was like, I'm gonna get emotional, Brooke. But it's like everyone needs to have that realization at some point, because it's like you all go through struggles in loving yourself and finding who you are and having the self-confidence. But it's like once you find it, it like changes everything. So what I do love about myself that is non-physical would be my passion for life and my interests. I'm sure you guys could tell, but I'm just a very passionate, like energetic on person. I'm very outgoing. I'm very extroverted. I'm so talkative. I'm loud. And Although it can be obnoxious and overwhelming and overbearing for some people, it's something that I love about myself, and I love that I'm a passionate person instead of someone that isn't passionate about anything. Like, I'm very interested and engaged, and yeah, I love that about me. I also love that I am very kind. Like, I love my kindness for people and my, I guess, caring abilities for friends and family. I just think about literally anyone. I'm like way too invested with anyone, and I feel like whenever I meet someone, I kind of dig too deep. I'm like one of those, or obviously if you guys know me, you know I'm like an oversharer, but it's because I feel like I always want to hear how you're doing, and I always want to know your story. Like, everyone has their own story and their own things that they've been through, and it's like, I feel like I always want to help. Like, I have this passion to help people, and it's something that, I forget like at what point in my life, but it's something that I've struggled with, because sometimes people just want to, I don't know how to describe it. Sometimes people, like your friends or family, just want to vent to you, or they just want to like tell you how they're doing, but they don't necessarily want you to try to fix it or help. And I feel like that's something in my nature. Like, if you give me a problem, I'm going to try to tell you how you can fix it or help, even if it's something that you didn't necessarily like want my help or weren't asking. I feel like that's something that's in my nature, to just help. So even though it can be a bad thing sometimes when friends are like, oh, Gretchen, like, we don't need to know what you think is the best thing for me to do in this situation. Like, I just wanted to like tell you and get it off my chest. So that's something that I've run into. But regardless, I am happy that I'm so caring that I always want to help people. Like, I love that. I love to help, pretty much. But also, I think in loving yourself and just being honest with yourself and open with yourself is realizing your weaknesses. And I know that can be hard for people to pinpoint, or like they don't want to talk about. And it's like, I think about in business school, they're like, always, you know, capitalize on your strengths and just like realize your weaknesses and work on them, but don't, do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't focus on those as much. Like, for me, for example, like, I know that I was always bad at history, so, or like English. So it's like, I realize that I'm bad at that, but I'm not going to go get a job in history just to like push myself. Like, I'm just going to realize that it's not for me and like work somewhere else where it makes more sense, where I have my strengths, if that makes sense. I am like all over the place in this podcast, but what I mean is, in realizing your weaknesses and working on them, that can just be good for your self-development and like a good thing to do right now, I guess, and just being honest with yourself. And a weakness that I have of my own is that, I'm sure you can tell, but I am easily excited and chatty, and sometimes it causes me to talk over other people and be a bad listener. Oh, I like hate saying that I realize I'm a bad listener sometimes, because I so badly want to be a good listener, and I feel like I am in a lot of instances, but I realize that at times I can be a bad listener, and so it's something that I work on, and I feel like I've improved a lot. And you know, a big learning experience for me was having people on my podcast and chatting with them, because it's like, you know, if you're with your friends in real life and you're just chatting back and forth, you'll get really excited and you'll be like, oh my god, no, like, when this happened, and so you kind of talk over each other, and that's like, well, at least for me and my friends, that's how our conversations go. We're just very, like, high energy. But then it's like, if you're listening to a podcast and someone's talking over the other person, it can be, like, annoying to listen to. So, yeah, I feel like listening back to my podcast with people, it's something that I learn. But I think I've gotten better at it, and I work on it, and I love being a good listener. Like I said, I love hearing people's stories and being able to help. So realizing that sometimes I can be overbearing and like, again, pushing my ideas on how I can help them instead of really listening to what they're saying, is something that I can work on. And yeah, anyway, what I'm trying to say at all of this, my happy quote is, what I think, and to fall in love with yourself is the first secret to happiness. I just said that so mishmashed. To fall in love with yourself is the first secret to happiness. I totally agree with that. And I think in trying to love yourself, you have to know who you are and be honest with yourself. And so, yeah, that's just why I talked about all of that. But what I wanted the main thing in this podcast to be, and I also don't realize, am I like okay today? Why am I all over the place? I don't know, is what I'm trying to say, how long of a podcast is going to be, because I feel like it's very specific and focused. But you know what? Every time I say, oh, this podcast isn't going to be that long, like, sorry if it's a short one, it ends up being long. But honestly, this one might be a little bit shorter, but I think that's okay, because I just wanted to be really focused with you guys. So It's me just interrupting super quick to tell you about Beachbody. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that's so easy to use and gives you instant access to over 1,300 super effective workouts. They're really made for anybody at any time. And my favorite one is definitely the Pyo. It involves intense cardio, so you get results faster than just traditional yoga or Pilates. But I like that it still incorporates like the low impact involved in yoga and Pilates, so you aren't too hard on your body. And I feel like the real secret to getting results in working out is just getting started. I know it's always the hardest part, and I'm always just so motivated by all the different workout options on Beachbody. They have hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to HIIT cardio to yoga and even dance workouts too, which are so fun. And I love that they have workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't even require extra equipment for when I only have a little time to work out or I just want something quick. Especially now since we're all stuck in our homes for a while, I thought it was the best time to tell you about Beachbody, and I really want you to try them out to see how fun it can be to work out at home. And right now my listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text Gretchen to 303030, just 303030. You will get full access to their entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, you should text Gretchen to 303030 today. Now let's get back into the episode. I feel like my realizations during this time that I wanted to talk to you guys about is I feel like I've gone through a big like mental shift ever since this started, because it's such a scary time. Everyone can agree on that. And I feel like no one really knew the scale of everything for a while. And honestly, I still don't think we do. And I think you can watch the news every day like I do and feel like you kind of understand, but it's like no one really knows. And only God knows, seriously. And like the whole universe and the future knows is what's going to happen. But it's like we don't even know right now. So all we can do is the best we can do. Like I said, social distance, wash your hands a million times a day. I feel like my hands get so dry and I have to like put on lotion all the time. Oh my God, I'm feeling them right now. They feel like scales. Can you feel that? I mean, can you hear that? Because I wash my hands so much, but it's a good thing. So yeah, anyway, I'm all over the place. So what I wanted to say is my mental shift that I feel like I've undergone during this time is just being so scared and anxious and frustrated and kind of like defeated. And I feel like that's how I was for the first week or two that, you know, all this was going on. And to be more elaborate on what I was scared, anxious, frustrated about, is I was just scared for, I guess, the future and the unknown, for everyday life, for my health, and obviously everyone that I know, their health, and everybody in the world, because it makes me so, I get so sad watching the news every day, you guys, I'm sure you do too. Just seeing all the numbers and people passing away, and like it just makes me feel sick. Like it makes me feel so sad. So it's like I can only watch the news in like doses every day. I need to start just like turning it off, because it's like I already know. I know what's going on, and it just makes me really sad. But I'm scared about everything. I was anxious, I guess, also of the unknown. Anxious for just what's to come and my future plans. I mean, my business and how I'm doing, like financially, my well-being, like everything I'm kind of anxious for. And it's like you make all these plans. What's that saying? Oh, guys, I wish there was comments on these podcasts. What is that saying? It's like you have all these plans, but it basically ends up being like it's only ever really God's plan. Like you can make the plans, but it doesn't even really matter. It's like the universe or God or whatever you say is gonna be the one actually making the plans. So that's kind of what it feels like right now. And it's like I had this whole plan, like Max was gonna move back to Boston with me in April, we were gonna stay there until my lease was up at the end of June, and then we were gonna live with my mom for July, and we were gonna live with his mom in August, at which point we would move to Pennsylvania in this apartment that we already picked out, get our dog, life is good, hockey season's gonna start. And it's like now all of that is just up in the air. And when everyone asks me, they're like, wait, when are you moving to Pennsylvania? Are you still in Boston? Where, like, what's your guys' plans? What are you doing over the summer? And now I have to just say, I don't know. Like, I literally don't know. And I try to know. And I try to, like, force it and be that planner type that I am. And it's like, I can't even do that anymore, because we all just have to focus on our health and our safety as, like, our number one priority. And so I just don't know. And I feel like it's just one of those things. It's like the next couple months and year is just going to unfold how it does. And you really can just take one day at a time. Literally most days now, I'm sure this is relatable to you guys, it's like you barely know what day it is, because because every day just starts to blend together and they all look the same and you don't have your like distinguishing factors between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday like you used to, and like work or like certain workout classes or people that you see or like activities that you do, and it's like none of that is there anymore. So other than, you know what, I actually always know when it's like a Thursday or a Friday because it's about to be when my podcast goes up, and that's, you know what, every Friday no matter what, like that's still happening. So so that helps me with days, but it's like it's okay to feel very anxious about everything that's going on right now and the unknown. And yeah, so that's what I was feeling anxious about. I was frustrated obviously for the plans I made and things that I had counted on that had already been canceled, and I feel like that's okay for me to feel frustrated, but also know that for everybody else things can be even more frustrating. Like I honestly can't even I can't even imagine for, like I said in my last podcast, for my friends that are seniors in college, like that just has to be so devastating to miss like your senior spring of college. Like that's so sad. That's supposed to be such a fun, exciting time where you are celebrating that you just finished your 4 years of college. Like they were so, you know, academically rigorous and you met all these friends and experienced so much and you're going to do this graduation that you planned for 4 years. And it's like, that just breaks my heart that my friends are missing that and are going to have to do it, I don't know, over Skype in the fall, whatever it is. And now it's like things are in the fall, I feel like, are already getting canceled because, again, everyone's just trying to focus on their health and their safety. So we'll see. But yeah, I know it's extra specially hard time, specifically a hard time for college seniors. And also I think about juniors and seniors in high school. I started seeing this on Instagram, like juniors and seniors in high school that are looking for colleges to go to. It's like they can't even visit those colleges, and visiting colleges is like, I feel like the number one way how you decide where you're going to go to school, to see if you can actually see yourself there, look at the campus, see the classes, see the different schools and the dorms and everything and the dining halls. And it's like to not be able to even see the school, like that's so crazy. But you know what, also that reminds me, you guys know my best friend Louisa, who's a senior at BU right now, I think she decided to go to BU and never visited. So it's like, I guess, and she lives, breathes, sleeps BU, like she loves BU. And so I know it can be done, but obviously it just makes me sad for people that can't visit. And you know what, I actually, if you guys remember, like side note, I digress, I hated BU the first time I visited, which is so funny. And if based on just that visit alone, I wouldn't have gone, but it happened to be when I visited again, saw more of the campus, I fell in love with it. But the first time when I just looked at this one little part of campus, I was like, oh, I hate this place, cross it off my list, not going. And then later on, changed my mind, obviously, and it was like the best decision to go there. The best 4 years ever. I loved it so much. And yeah, so that just makes my heart go out to all of you college kids. And I just can't imagine like having that ripped away from you. I saw something on Instagram today and it was like, imagine watching like the best movie the whole way through, but with the last 20 minutes you pause and like the TV shuts off or something. And it's like, that's how it feels for all these college seniors. And I'm like, that's so true. Like you have no closure. Like you're just sitting at home with your family and your dog and you're like, I miss college. Like I didn't get to finish. Like now what? And I guess you have your online classes, but obviously it's not the same. And like being around all your friends and just like living in dorms with everyone. Whew, that was weird. My mic just stopped recording. I was saying living in dorms with everyone and then it got really weird and cut out. But anyway, I think that's all I really had to say about that. But back to my mental shift that I was talking about. I found myself, obviously, like I said, really sad, frustrated, everything, anxious, like I'm sure all of you felt and maybe you still feel. And I feel like in the first week or two, I just really accepted being sad and feeling so down and feeling bored and lazy and just eating junk. And I like convinced myself that that's how it had to be. I don't know if this sounds dumb or if you guys are like relating to what I was feeling, but I literally thought to myself, I'm like, this is just gonna be such a sad time for the next couple, I don't know, months, however long this lasts, and like everyone's gonna gain weight and everyone's gonna be sad, and I know everyone's struggling anyway, being like socially isolated and distanced and not seeing their friends, and it's really taking a toll on everyone's mental health, and this just sucks. And I was just so down about it all, and I was like crying every morning, and I feel like I was just kind of going through my denial phase of what was going on and trying to like accept the new reality. But then when did it even hit me? I don't even know. At some point it just hit me. I don't know if I saw something that somebody said on Instagram or YouTube, or I think I just, like, found it within, honestly, that I was like, or during all this time to ourselves, we can make it a positive thing. And it's like, when else in life are you going to get all this time just for you? And again, I say that with a grain of salt. I know a lot of you have a lot of other responsibilities than just you. But if you are my age and don't have children yet, or whatever it is, and you do have a lot of this time to focus on yourself, it's like, know what a privilege and an opportunity that is. And it's like, yeah, you have the privilege to be quarantined in a house with a roof over your head, a fridge full of food, and just, I guess, know the endless opportunity that comes with that. Because it's like, so many people do not have that privilege right now and don't have that opportunity. And it's like, think about the people that aren't in a warm, cozy house, healthy, that have their health and their safety and all this food that they don't have to worry about where it's going to come from. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I just kind of had this realization, like, why am I feeling so down about myself? And, like, I am so over being, like, poor me, when literally people are dying out there and don't have their health and maybe don't have close family and don't have all these resources that maybe you do have. So I don't know. I just had that realization, and it could honestly make me emotional, because it's like, so often in life we can take things for granted and just kind of like, oh, woe is me, like, I'm sad, and like, feel down and feel bad for yourself. And I just, yeah, had this realization. I'm like, I am not going to feel bad for myself anymore. Like, what the heck, Gretchen? Like, things are not that bad. And it's like, someone always has a worse situation than you do. And so it's like, stop feeling bad for yourself. Do you know what I mean? Did anyone else need to hear that? Is it just me? And I just think right now, if you have your health and your safety and your inside, and you can make all the complaints and excuses that you have, like I'm sure I did in the beginning, like, oh, I want to be able to go out to eat, and I want to see my friends, and I want to, you know, go to these workout classes. Like, I don't want to be stuck inside. But it's like, realize that you're stuck inside with all these resources. You have your phone, you have your computer, you have internet access. A lot of people can work from home. You have food, you have whoever else is in your house with you that you're quarantined with. And even if you are all alone, it's like, that's even more of a time that you can focus on yourself, because there's no one else to distract you. And you have all these things that can entertain you and fulfill you and give you purpose. And they're right at the tips of your fingers, and you just have to do it instead of accepting being lazy and sad. Do you know what I mean? Not to be, like, not to sound harsh over here. And now I'm interrupting super quick to tell you about Daily Harvest. As someone who is pretty health conscious, I'm always trying to be mindful of what I eat, even my quickest meals, and that's why I love Daily Harvest. They deliver food you want to eat but don't have the time to make right to your door. And I love getting the grain bowls and the smoothies and the soups. My favorite of all time definitely have to be the mint and cacao smoothie and the butternut squash soup. They are so good, you guys. Like, thinking about them right now, I just love them. And I love that Daily Harvest makes it so easy to eat more fruits and vegetables with their thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted foods that can be prepared in 5 minutes or less. Usually I feel like it only takes me 2 or 3 minutes. I'm pretty quick. And they work directly with farms to harvest organic fruits and vegetables at their peak and then freeze them within 24 hours to lock in all their nutrients. Everything stays fresh until you're ready to enjoy it, and you can choose from over 65 options of smoothies, hearty soups, harvest bowls, and overnight oats. If you haven't tried Daily Harvest before, you totally should, and this definitely seems like a great time since you really don't want to be leaving your house right now anyway. So you can go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code HAPPYHOUR to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code HAPPYHOUR. It's just all caps, one word, for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. And now let's get back into the episode. But yeah, I just was kind of like kicking myself thinking that I need to be working on the best version of me right now. And it's like, let's all work towards the best, being the best versions of ourselves uninterrupted, because nothing can really interrupt it, because you can't leave your house. So it's like, this is literally the world handing you an opportunity on a silver platter, being like, all this time is for you. All of those things that you've always wanted to do, do them, and do them right now, because nothing else is holding you back or stopping you, unless of course it is. But do you know what I'm saying? For the most part, it's like, let's just do the best thing we can do right now for humanity by staying home, like I said earlier, and with that, working on ourselves. So for me, it looked like that there is no excuse for not working out, especially right now. There is literally endless resources on Instagram, YouTube, so many free resources for at-home workouts. And yeah, I feel like in the beginning, I was just accepting being lazy, and I'm like, oh, the hardest thing in my day is like brushing my teeth or showering. Like, that's honestly what I thought at first. And then I'm like, Gretchen, can you stop being like this and being so down? Because you have so much opportunity to work on yourself and work out more time than you ever even normally have. And it's like, why would you just accept being sad about it and down? And like, yes, you can't go to a SoulCycle class like you normally do, or a Core Power yoga class or whatever, but it's like you can do all these other things on your own for yourself. And I've really been learning to love the at-home workouts, you guys, if I'm being honest. I like being on my own, not worrying about whatever anybody else is doing or thinking about me or whatever it is. Like, it's kind of nice anyway. And I don't know, I think just having all these realizations, just knowing that everything that happens right now for you is, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, just know that what you're doing is all up to you and that it's in your control and that you can only focus on what's in your control. And yeah, I guess that's just what makes me feel better in this time, knowing that I can only work on what's in my control and that I can only control my actions and how I respond to things and not what others do. Maybe I'll say that again if you didn't hear me right, because sometimes I feel like this is hard for me to get into my head. Things can make you really upset and frustrated, and you can be mad at other people or what other people are doing or saying. And it's like, that's all good and all, except that's not helping you by any means. You can't control what other people are going to do or going to say to you or what they're doing over there. It's like you can only control how you react to that and what you do, regardless of what other people are doing or saying. And so I think realizing that you can only control yourself and your actions can be a little bit freeing in my experience. Actually, something, you guys, which was really great today, side note, and I think it goes along with that, is I rented a bike. Ah, yay, so exciting. So I was researching all morning long, like posting on my Instagram being like, help, do you guys know what bikes I should get? And obviously I'm like way late to the game now, and all the bikes on Amazon are freaking bought and they're all like sold out, and they're like estimated delivery May 7th. I'm like, I literally don't want to wait a whole month, you know? But basically someone DM'd me, and like, thank goodness, like, I'm so thankful for you guys that give me all these great recommendations. And she DM'd me about a local studio, and it's called Wave. Oh, I've never been there because it's like not close to me, but it's called Wave Cycle in Newport, Rhode Island. So I guess it's not that close, but it is like local-ish. And I'm going to drive there tomorrow and pick it up. And I am just so excited that people told me that they were renting out their bikes, because I kept trying to find one that I could buy. And then it's like, if I wanted a really nice one, it was gonna be really expensive, but I didn't know if I wanted to do that. And then it would take a while to get here. And then it's like cheaper ones, people were like, oh, I wouldn't recommend this one, it like shakes around a lot and isn't that good. And I'm like, well, I don't want to get one that like feels bad to ride on or is like uncomfortable or gonna fall apart. So I just felt very like I didn't know what to do. So I think if you guys have any local places that are renting out equipment, that could be a really good way to support them during this time, because it's like a lot of, obviously, small businesses are struggling. So I'm really happy that I am able to do that, and that I've stopped feeling bad for myself, and that I'm just going to take accountability for my actions and freaking get after it like I know I can and like I should. To talk more about things that you can do right now, and that, like, the things that you've always wanted to do, and stop making excuses. For me, that looks like things that I've always, literally always had in a note on my phone being like, do this, do that. And I've just like never done it because it's like not something that's really fun or something that takes up a lot of time, something I don't really want to focus on. So for me, it looks like catching up on, you know, financial, accounting, tax things that I've been putting off forever. It's like now I have the time to do it. So I'm forcing myself to do it. And guess what? It feels so good when you can cross it off your checklist. Like, I promise you, it's the best feeling. Or things like cleaning out your camera roll or your cluttered laptop. That's what it looks like for me too. Reading. Oh my gosh, all caps. I'm gonna like scream it. Reading. I am like forcing myself to read, because reading is just something. If you guys saw my last YouTube video, I was talking about 50 things that I don't buy or own. And yeah, reading has just been the hardest thing for me to get into, but I know how important it is and how good it is for like your mental health and just being like, I guess, stimulated mentally, like challenged. And obviously it's just such a good, like, productive thing, a positive thing that you could be doing right now. And Yeah, to get more specific on, because I know my title is literally stop making excuses and just do it right now. And the it, I think, is the important part because the it looks different for everyone. And it's like everyone has different passions and interests and things that they want and goals. And it's like whatever I'm doing might be different for you completely. Like you have different interests, but like, stop making excuses and procrastinating or whatever, because it's like now you have the time to do what you've always wanted to do. So do that right now. And it's tough because I feel like in the beginning of, say, you're starting a business or a side hustle or whatever it is, it can be really, you know, overwhelming. And it's like you don't know where to start. But it's like just know that everybody that has a small business or a side hustle or whatever it is, everybody started just like you are about to at some point. And I think asking people that have something that you like aspire to have or want to do, sometimes that isn't the best answer. Like for me, example, if I wanted to have a spin studio, like Tori, how did you do this? It's like, no, that looks different for everybody. And she did it all on her own. I can do all on my own. Like Google's your best friend, like ask your family and friends. I don't know, you know? So it's like, now you have the time and figure it out, sista, for all the things that you've always wanted to do. Like I said, if you've always wanted to work on a side hustle, literally now is the time, like right now. I'm sure a bunch of you are working from home, but if you're not, obviously you can work on that. And even if you are, it's like you have that extra time, like maybe from not having a commute or whatever, that you're at home and you can work on that side hustle. And yeah, other things that I think you could do right now and not, you know, make excuses anymore is sleep more. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, is that I feel like I would get tired and just not be smart in the past. And it's like now that I'm focusing on myself and my health and well-being even more, like I haven't been tired this whole time because I just sleep so much every night because I have the time for it. And although I'm sure I could be more productive if I didn't sleep so much, it's like I'm just focusing on what my body wants, what my body needs. Like I'm just listening to my body. And for you, that could look like you've always wanted to be in a sleeping schedule and you've never had that, or if you've always wanted to sleep an hour or two more every night, and it's like now maybe you have the time to do that. So just make it a priority, get in bed a little bit earlier, put your phone across the room and don't touch it, that kind of thing. Just being a little more disciplined. I think during this time you could work on your self-discipline. You could eat better if you've always wanted to eat better. It's like now is the time. And that makes me think of, well, also especially because literally the only place you can go is to the grocery store. So it's like get creative, make it fun, since that's one of the only things you can do. And like try new recipes, like new fun healthy things that you wanted to do, or like healthy substitutions for maybe unhealthy things, and that could be fun. What I was saying is, what I think of is, I feel like I've seen people's like what I eat in a day videos in the past, and people will always comment like, oh, that's nice and all, except I work a 9-to-5 office job and that's just so unrealistic for me to be making a smoothie bowl that takes like 20 minutes. I don't have like all these frozen things on hand and like a blender and whatever. But it's like now if you're working from home, you probably do. So maybe do those like fun meals or healthy meals that you've always like aspired to do, because now you can and your kitchen's so accessible and everything's right there. So it's like there are no reasons that you can make any more excuses for not working out, sleeping more, or eating better, because you are at home with nowhere else to go. So that's exactly what you can focus on right now. Also, other things, stop making excuses if you've always wanted to learn to do something, like learn piano or learn guitar. I don't know. It's like now is the time. I guess you could be limited if you don't have like a piano or guitar, or if you can't get one shipped to you because Amazon Prime is only for essential things now, so everything's taking like a month to ship. But you get the gist of what I'm saying, right? Like I was saying earlier, reading more, you'll feel great. Getting back into running, for me specifically, like I said, oh yeah, I think I said in a recent like self-care vlog, I'm talking a lot about the YouTube, but I was talking about how I literally have wanted to get back into running since I think 2015 or 16 or 17, like I used to be, or yeah, because I was really good with running in like 2015, 2016, and I feel like since then I've just run here and there, but I love feeling in such good running shape. Like it's just the best feeling, and you literally have like the runner's high after, like everything is good. And I've wanted to get back into running for so long because it helps me so much mentally and like physically. I don't, obviously it's good for you physically, but mentally I just feel so good. I can get all my energy out, I can just think and have some like clarity and like mental, I don't know, like a break. I don't know if that makes sense, but just running is very like therapeutic for me is what I'm trying to say. So getting back into running is something that, like I said, I stopped feeling bad for myself. And I was like, Gretchen, stop moping every day. Literally put on your running shoes and freaking walk your little butt out the door and go for a run, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to stop feeling bad for yourself. You know what I mean? So if you've always wanted to get back into running, now is the time. Or if you've always wanted to get back into yoga, now is the time. There's a million free yoga, like, what's it called? Not live streams, like resources out there. And live streams too. Like resources on YouTube, whatever it is. Also, spending time with your family, spending time with your pets, things like that. It's like if you are quarantined inside with your family that maybe, and your pets that you maybe always take for granted, it's like now is the time to realize how grateful you should be for them, and that you have them, and that you have them as a support system, and, you know, a form of entertainment, and just having them around like means so much during this time. Also your pets that maybe you love, your golden retriever. Oh, I want my golden retriever puppy so bad right now. But anyway, if you are one of the lucky ones that has pets at home with you, hold them extra tight and hug them. Like, they are just benefiting so much from this situation right now because everyone's home with them. And it's like now you have that extra time to cuddle with your pets. So, like, do that. Do all these things that make you feel good. And, like, it's like a positive thing. And, like, you are mentally stimulating your brain and challenging yourself because it's going to make you feel that much better. And if you don't have online classes for someone like me that's, like, graduated from college, just, like, find other things that make you feel passionate and inspired. And for me, that can be thinking of a new YouTube video idea that I want to film, and like brainstorming YouTube videos and filming one that I was like so excited to do. For me, that's so like mentally stimulating and challenging and fun, and then editing it however I want to. Or yeah, thinking about a podcast I want to do, like this one I'm recording right now, something like that. Also, little things, like I said earlier, you can, this is kind of like all the things you can be doing in quarantine, but you guys know me and Max talked about that, a lot of things that we were doing, like obviously the watching movies, the baking, the whatever, but it's like you can focus in on those little things that you've always wanted to do better, like maybe do more hair masks or face masks or whatever. But also, what about like whitening your teeth? Maybe you've always wanted to do that, or you just haven't had the time or whatever, and it's like now you do. Take the time to do your nails. Nobody is going to nail salons anymore because they're all closed and you can't. And it's like I painted my nails for the first time the other day in maybe 8 years. So it's like now you have the time to do them really nice. It can be fun, it can be challenging, like a little project that you do, right? I just know that I don't want to, like, I don't know how to say it, overshadow the fact, or I don't want to like discredit the fact or not recognize the fact that with so many businesses closed, that it is such a tough time, and obviously with so many layoffs. And I know last week was like the week, why can't I speak English? I wish that thoughts could come out of my mouth as clearly as they are in my head. Do any of you guys like know what I'm talking about? I know that last week was the highest rate of, or the highest numbers of people, that's what I'm trying to say. Last week, it was the highest numbers of people that have ever filed for unemployment, and that breaks my heart. And it was something like 6 million people or something. Max was telling me about it today. And it's like I'm sure everyone expected that coming since this, because so many businesses are closing, and it's such a tough time. But I think what I talked about in this podcast, just remembering that you can only control you and what you do and how you react, can really help. And just keeping your passion, your positivity, your motivation will help a lot. And if any of you have experienced getting laid off or struggles because of this time, my heart goes out to you, and know that all my prayers and love are here for you. And yeah, that just keeping your passion alive, again, your positivity, your motivation for any other thing that you can work on and focus on, really being there with your family or pets or friends, and just knowing that I feel like everything, I always say that everything happens for a reason. And in situations like this, like a pandemic, you can't really be like, Gretchen, for what reason did that happen, you know? And there are, like I've said in podcasts before, like silver linings. Like, I know pollution has gotten way better in certain areas where pollution is such a bad thing, because there's less travel and like cars going around with fumes. And do you know what I'm saying? But it's like sometimes you can't find a reason specifically for really tragic, horrible things that happen, Just knowing, again, like I said a million times, that you can only control you and how you react and what you're doing specifically can help. And yeah, just keeping your optimism, your positivity, knowing that I love you all so, so much. And yeah, I think that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about in this podcast. I knew it was going to be a little bit shorter, but I just wanted to say that if you are me and you are feeling really down and sad about this, take this as an opportunity, sister, because life will get normal again one day and you'll have a job and you'll be busy and you're going to be going out and about to these appointments and social with friends and having a social life. And it's like now everything is kind of frozen for a second, put on hold. And now is really the time that you can move internal and focus on yourself. So I really hope that you all take that as an opportunity if you have the privilege of doing so, because do realize that I recognize what a privilege it is to have my health and focus on myself during this time, because it's like so many people don't have that opportunity. Think about all the people that are healthcare workers and are out there every day working so hard for everyone else to stay safe. Those are the real heroes in this situation. But yeah, I just thought this could be meaningful to talk about. So yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say, I guess, for this week's episode. Sorry if it was like all over the place. I feel like I was just like, woo, in this episode. Maybe it was because of my bar workout earlier. Anytime I get moving, you guys, I swear, if you work out, it gives you so much more energy than if you don't. And it's weird because during a run or during when I take one of Chase's bar classes, I'm so tired. But afterwards, I'm like, woo, like I'm Energizer Bunny right now because it just gives me energy working out a bit. If you just move, I swear. Anyway, I think that's it for this episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I'll catch you next time. Bye.